Okay, we are on your testament base. Tana Rabbanan. Again, I just want to tell anybody, whoever hands in tests, that starting after tomorrow, don't please give no. Here, give it to me, put it in my Gemara. At home, I can't handle it. I lose them, I become the heck, whatever home. What? Yeah, it throws me off.
Tomorrow will be here all
Pesach. Tomorrow's going to be here all Pesach. I don't eat on this Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Tana Rabbana. Ketzad Mitzvah Yud. Second line from the top. Your testament base. Ketzad Mitzvah Yud. How is the Mitzvah of Yud? I'm a love of Nishnayim. He says in front of two. Hariat me endlessly. Hariat me kudeshously. Hariat me lessly. Afilu b'soim sheish. Even at the end of 6 years. Afilu sabach l'shkia sachama. Even near shkia. Period. And that he can do it. Now, you notice that the Brisa did say he needs to aid him there. Because even though the Maisa Kedusha happened when he gave the father the money, that's when he did the Kedusha. He's just now exercising his tnai that he had a right to use it as Kedusha. But the bottom.
Opinion, no?
What?
According to that one opinion?
We're going in that opinion. That's what we're working in. This is the Tanakhama talking. We'll get to Rabbeinu Yehuda momentarily. Right? So even though that happens, we still want Adam when he makes that switch over, because the mice it's still a Davish of Erebus, it's a big Kiddush, because he's not doing anything. The Kiddush is done. And there were Adam there when he bought from the father. That was the mice of Kiddush. But still, I'm sorry? You don't. You would think not. But if it's going to be Kiddush, you need Adam by Kiddush. So you're asking, and I don't have a good answer, since he's having Adam here now, is that enough? But they didn't see the original transaction. So I don't know. I would say you need Adam on both ends, and the Kiddush is this end, but it says the Stei Shnayim. It doesn't make a difference. If it's Mekadesh Bishtar, you need Adam. The Davar Shebe'erva. So if we buy Bishtar, it's no difference.
Rashi was saying that was Lashon Yud. Was that going on the original money or to sell?
Again, again, he says that we're going into Rabbanan Shita now.
What's a
you want me to answer you or not? I can't answer you if you're asking again. I don't know what you're asking. Rashi said earlier that what happens is the master comes over to the girl or to the thing, says to her, the money I gave your father, you are miyadisli with. Rashi's lashon was on Yudches and Beis, hariat miyadisli bekesav miknasich, something to that effect.
Right.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Then,
that's exactly what it says here. Rashi got it from this Gemara, he cheated.
It says Yudhi
here? Hariat miyadis. First line. So you look at the Bach, that's why there's a Bach.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm saying it's right here. The Bach says to add the word Hariat Miyuedas.
Yeah, but it seems like that's also saying
why not? It says the same message. We even had a Shaila back on the Vav Med Aleph whether you can say Yud by regular marriage. We had the Shiloh then, but you had the Slimahu. We didn't know. But that's by regular marriage. Here it's Yud. So for sure you can say Miyuadisli. You can even say Mekadashisli Murethisli. By the way, this is a Raya L'chaira, the Yud is Eresli. I don't know why the Gemara didn't bring this earlier. It says Hariat Murethisli. Afilu B'Slav Shesh. Afilu Samach L'Shkia Sachama. This is Drabbanan Chita. That you don't need Pruta left. And from here on, she's a regular wife. She's not as Amavriya. Treat her like a wife. You don't treat her like a maidservant. Rashi. Now, interestingly enough, the Achrayim bring a raya from here to a question. This is a question in Masechtas. I'm not sure. I thought it was Erechon, but I thought the Achrayim say it's in Bechayvus. I don't remember. That what happens when you have, it's negay in many cases. What happens when you have bar mitzvah? When does a kid turn bar mitzvah? He was born at 4:06 in the afternoon. That's his when he was born. He becomes bar mitzvah at the end of 13 years of his life, the beginning of year number 14. Is that at Shkia the night before, or Tseis the night before? Or is it at 4:07 or 4:06 in the afternoon? Because in reality, his 13 years did not finish at Tseis the night before. They finished at 4:06. Do you go by the hours, or do you go by the day? That's a shaila. Negeya, many, many cases. Negeya 13, and it's Negeya 12, and it's Negeya Hegdish. A kevis has to be a year old. What does a year old by an animal mean? You go by the hours, you go by the day. It's Negeya in many, many cases. It's Negeya here as well. Do 6 years end to the hour and to the minute? Or does 6 years end at the end of the day, and the next day is the end of the 6 year? For instance, he sold his daughter, or in Eved Ivri sold himself at 4:06 p.m. When are the 6 years up? 4:06 p.m. or the night before? Now notice the Braisa says, Samuch l'shkia sacham. Means the Braisa seems to be saying that servitude ends at the end of a day. And the day, even though it hasn't reached the hours yet, is already considered the next year.
The day before.
That day, just like bar mitzvah, the kid becomes bar mitzvah at Tzeisak HaChavim, or Shkia, I'm not going to get involved in that, of the night before he was, that's the day he turns 13. That begins his 14th year, even though in reality, he still has another 15 hours before he begins his 14th year. We paskin, that it doesn't make a difference. It's machlokes rishayim, no matter way how to paskin. But that's how we paskin. Right, we consider a kid bar mitzvah, once Tzeis HaChacham comes, we let him daven for the yomim, we count him for minyan, do all kinds of wonderful things for him, we give him bar mitzvah presents, whatever you want to do. Right? So the question is, when is that, so here you bring a raya, they bring a raya from here, because it doesn't say even end of the 6 years, it says Samuch L'Shkia Sachama, which indicates that the year ends at night, doesn't have to wait to the exact hour that he sold them. It's a side issue. Just brought it up. Right. Don't think of my right. I'm asking you to remember. And yes, shas b'yayim k'day lach to see mishav and putim k'deshes. And b'av ain't a m'k'deshes. I'm asking you to argue. And he says, depends if there's time left for work. This is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's opinion. We had two interpretations in Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, but we're not. This is a brisa. This is not Amaroyim. We're just quoting Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda as he says it. Now the brisa says something very interesting. This case is a mashal, meaning I'll give you a similar story, not by Amavriya, that is similar to Amavriya, which is. Somebody tells a woman, you should be mekadeshes to me from now to after 30 days. Now, this is a very important halacha. We are going to elaborate on this in the third parak of Kedushin. A guy can walk over to a woman and say, I want to be mekadesh you after 30 days. That means he hands her the money now, but the Kedushin does not kick in to the end of 30 days. That's one way of doing it if he wants to. But he runs a risk because she's not Mukadeshes during those 30 days. And if she decides she wants to marry somebody else, she can, and hand him back his money. And he can scream all he wants that he already did the Maisa Kedushin. It wasn't Chal yet. It was nothing. The Maisa Kedushin was put in place to kick in 30 days later. It didn't kick in yet. So she's not Mukadeshes to the first one. However, if he says, I wanted to work after 30 days retroactively. So then, after 30 days, it becomes retroactive. And if somebody were to be Mekadosh in the middle, his Kedusha would not be Kedusha. Now, why is he doing that? What does he gain by saying that? We'll leave that for the third parak. But that's not our discussion here. So the Gemara wants to say that.
It kicks in after 30 days, but she married someone else.
Again. It's retroactive. Me'akshav.
From the time he gets from the time he married, there was a 30-day
deal. No. I'm giving you the money now. Me'akshav u'la'achar shloshim yayim. Now, if he just said la'achar shloshim yayim, the kedusha would kick in at the end of 30 days. He said me'akshav u'la'achar shloshim yayim, which means after 30 days, it should be retroactive. Now, why is he doing that? Why does he just do the Kedushin right now? Then tomorrow we'll talk about it.
It's really obvious. My humble opinion is, if I still like you after 30 days...
But, okay, so Rabbi Cohen said, Jot, I'll wait for the Gemara in the third parak. That's not the point here. The point we're saying now is, the Gemara compares Yud to Ma'akshav Elachar Shloshim Yayim. The Gemara says, Mashal, Yud is a Mashal, Va'imer Le'isha, Hiskachi Li Ma'akshav Elachar Shloshim Yayim. If a person tells a woman, be mekadeshes to me from now to after 30 days, uba achar v'kitcha b'tach shleshim yayim, and somebody else came, it was mekadesher, she mekadeshes l'rish. Now, we want to understand which man the Amar are we saying that in. When we're comparing Yud to ma'achshu l'achar shleshim yayim, which means that Yud is retroactive. That's what it means. That I haven't said anything yet.
No.
I'm used to it already, but you have to let me speak. Yud is retroactive. That's what the Bryce is saying. The Bryce is saying Yud is comparable to Ma'akshav Elachar Shloshim Yayim. That's what the Bryce... Those are the words of the Bryce. That's not Yitzchak Margaretin. He hasn't said a thing. All he's done is read a Bryce. And the Bryce compares Yud to a case of Ma'akshav Elachar Shloshim Yayim. Zakti Gemara, Mashal Laban, which Mandi Amar considers Yud as a retroactive Kedushin? Which Mandi Amar says that when the father sells his daughter to an Amma and the owner buys it with the option of Yud, it's saying, Me'akshav if I decide to do Yud. Which Mandi Amar says that? Elaim and Mashal Rabbi Yasi Rabbi Huda. Is it Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? He seems to say that you need Shavuot Bruta left at the end. That he means, he seems to say, again, he seems to say that Ma'aser Rishayim are not the Kedushin. What the Kedushin is the rest of the money. We're going to leave Rav Nachman Yitzchak out for a second. He seems to say that the money is the leftover money at the end, not the original money. So obviously it's not me'achshav elachar shloshim yayim. Amar Rav Acha bar Rava mashal l'rabbanon. The Rabbanon consider Yud as if me'achshav elachar shloshim yayim. Frek the Gemara Pshita, isn't that obvious? So the Gemara, no. Ma'u detemer l'amar le'me'achshav. Yud, he never said it should be retroactive. He bought the Amavriya. Nothing was said about retroactivity. Kamash Malan, that Yud works retroactivity according to the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't work retroactive. Either way you learn in Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. If you learn that it's the last money, then for sure it doesn't work retroactive. And even if you learn that it's Ma'aser Rishayim, the Rishayim speak out that according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that you need money at the end, saying, is that's when it's kicking in. That's when it's kicking in, because it would be retroactive, there would be no reason to have money at the end. It's Gzeiras HaKasav. But the Gzeiras HaKasav makes more sense because the Kedushin is kicking in now. It might be the original money. But if it's not kicking in now, so now is nothing. Why would he have to have money left? Whereas if it's kicking in now, we can understand that we want some money left. Rashi. Look, Rashi. From now it starts, as Rabbi Cohen pointed out, if I want it after 30 days. According to who are we learning this out? Rashi is explaining it not like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Now the Kedushin is starting with the amount that she owes him work. The Rabbanon, they say, that the money was given, the Elav, Mahi Shai, to Mitzchali, but my Mikacha Hashta. Because if you're not going to say it's retroactive, where is the Kedushin? Where is the Kedushin? He's not giving her anything now. So, therefore, it must mean, this is what, the way Rashi explains it, this is what yield works. You give the money for Kedushin, that you can activate it at any time. By saying you can activate it at any time, you're activating it retroactively. Because if you would have said, I'm going to use it in 20 days, so that's how you set it up. Here you set it up whenever you feel like using it. Whenever you feel like it. How does it work whenever you feel like it? Must be, it's already there, it's me'akshav, and you're just saying, this is the time that I want to exercise my retroactivity. That's how Rashi explains Yud according to the Chachamim. Yes?
Retroactively?
It's interesting. She worked for him for a number of years. Now, he can't be Yerusha retroactively, actively, because if she died, he's obviously not going to be Yerusha. He can't do Yud anymore. Nobody gets her Yerusha.
I thought the father or
father never touches her Yerusha.
Okay, what about Mefer Nidarel? Can he do a retroactive? She makes another, while she's mama, he's made for it. Does it work retroactively?
Well, you hold Yud Eris and I say you would need the father anyway, and it would depend on Yom Shammai. There are many details in Ataras Nadar. Can he be metamed to her retroactively? If she died, he can't do Yud. Does he have to reimburse her for the work she did during those years? No, he does not. That's how it was set up. And she's going to work for him, and if he decides to make a Kedushin, he doesn't have to pay her for the year she worked for him.
He really paid out for that.
Well, he's now using it as Kedushin. She's retroactively his Arusa.
Well, that was the unwritten clause. That's my option when I buy her. When I give that money.
Right. Question is, if somebody's Mazana with her, and he exercises his right of yield, and she's retroactively an Arusa, that guy would be Chayav Misa. But it would be Hasra Safik. There was no way to warn the guy, because you have no idea if she's an Ejesis or not. But retroactively, he would have lived with an Ejesis. She's a Ktama, so it's not the gay her. It's only the gay him. But you can't warn him. What are you going to tell him? In case the owner does yield, you're living with an Ejesis. That's not a warning. That's Rav Suffolk. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Tanya Idach. We learned another brisa. Hamaycher es vitay v'holach v'kitcha l'achar. A guy sold his daughter. This is his dad. Then dad went and married her off to somebody else while she's an Amavriya. So he sold her to Shimon. And then 6 weeks later, he says to Levi, want to marry my daughter? You can marry my daughter. Now, Shimon bought her for work. Levi is marrying her. He laughs at the master, and she's Mekudeshes to the second one. Meaning, the Kedushin worked to Levi, and as far as Shimon is concerned, he might get reimbursed for the money, but he can't marry her anymore. It's over. Done with. Goodbye. Basically, he's removed her from Shimon and married her off to Levi. She's Levi's wife. That's...
Is there a question on that? Or?
What's the question? What's the shayla?
She's a shichar.
So therefore what?
He should relinquish his...
Then
right.
He's ruining the chance of the other on marrying her.
Okay, so he is. So he is. According to the Mandame, Nisha Zachar Shifchus, that would be a problem, correct?
And Sikro, doesn't that be something that is Roy
Lemiyayin? It was. He told her it was Roy Lemiyayin. Changed his mind.
The Roy Lemiyayin, according to my opinion, is all 6 years.
She goes out now. She's not going to stay there now for 6 years. She's married to Levi.
I said that the original selling has to be Roy.
It was.
So this is another form of Yitzhiya.
It was.
Another form of Yitzhiya from Shifra.
In a way, in a certain way, yes.
Is that called Mechel Toys?
He might have to reimburse him for his money, yeah.
Might have to.
Not discussed here, but I assume he would have to. Now, this can't work.
If it's suing.
He didn't do yield.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I was wrong on what you're saying.
This can't work if it's retroactive. Because if it's retroactive, you can't walk away. She's married. All the guy has to do is say, I want it to work retroactive, and the second kedushin is no kedushin. So this brisa obviously holds. It's not retroactive. Cut her out again. Tanya Idach. Yes.
Why can't she just...
I don't think that's what happened. I have no proof. I would assume that when she's the arusa to somebody else, it cancels the servitude. But if you bring me a raya not that way, I can live very comfortably ever after. Is my own has? I honestly don't remember Rashi's lashon if he addresses it or not. Because when I prepared in my mind, that's the way it was. So therefore, I didn't look for it. But you might. I wouldn't. But it wouldn't ruin my life today if I heard that she has to continue working up to 6 years. She's an arusa to Levi, and she works for Shimon.
Right.
And the marriage won't take place for 6 years. Maybe. Maybe. I have no raya not that way. I have no raya. I assume, but it's my assumption. I don't have any proof. I don't have any proof.
The two states are not necessarily...
Again, I am not arguing.
Agreeing with each other.
I'm saying possibly. I'm not agreeing that it is that way. I'm possibly agreeing.
The word Sichek proves it?
Sichek means he laughs at the other, meaning that she can... Sichek just means he can't marry her anymore. That's all it means. Meaning he pulled a fast one. Your master was thinking of marrying her, and this guy married her off to somebody else, so he just pulled a fast one on the master.
That was referring to the father.
Yeah. He's the one that Sichek brought. Yeah, 100%.
Right, meaning that it was accomplished, the goal. That it worked. The guy is... Now, it's not at the end.
She married her off to somebody else. A regular kedushin.
Right.
Doesn't say when the marriage is going to take place. The Nisuan.
Well, if the marriage takes place at the end of 6 years, that's not a problem.
It is a problem. The Aden can't do yiyur.
Because is there a man that says he could do?
Well, it's retroactive.
I mean, the father can marry her off when she's 11 years old at the end of 6 years.
Again, I got to hold this. He's marrying her off now.
Right, that's why I think it's a sikhik. Means that he's marrying her off now, not at the end of 6 years.
No, again, she becomes an Ashishish now. What happens to her servitude to her first master? That's the question.
Can a married woman be
she's an Arusa, she's not an Asua. I don't know. My answer is I don't know. Both are possibilities, yes. That's what I said. I don't know. Again, it's exactly what I said. Divrei Rabbi Yechiel ben Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yechiel ben Yehuda. Chachamim Aymrim, Imratz Liyayed Miyayed. Chachamim say no. The Adon can still be Miyayeder, and it cancels the second Kedushin. Meaning, he overrides the second Kedushin. Because Yehud works Me'achshav. That's what the Chachamim are saying. Basically, by selling her, you give him the Adon the right to do Yiyud, and if he ever exercises that option, it'll be retroactive. And if it's retroactive, that means when the father was married her off to Levi, it was a non-marriage. She was already a married woman. What's the mashal? Without a ma'achshav, u'ba'achav v'kitshu b'tayach shloshim yayim, shemukadashas l'sheni. Now, this is saying that she's Mukadeshes to Levi. Which Mani Amar is that? Mashal Amar. Ilem le Rabbanon. Hami Rabbanon brought to Liyayet Miyayet. Rabbanon said it's retroactive. Elamar Vacha by Rejur Rava. Mashal le Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. Koin to Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. It's not retroactive. But the Reb Shita, but of course, he didn't say Makshav. Why should it work? Mal de Tema, Haram Le'elachash Le'ishim Yoyim, Kamash Malon. The Havamina would be that he didn't say Le'elachash Le'ishim Yoyim, and therefore, that's why it's Mukadeshus Lusheini, meaning that it's not even that he made an option of Kedushin. It's not even that he did a Maitse Kedushin. Kamash Malon, that it's the same. It's either, it's like he said, Black and Shleshim Yoy. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. We have a lot of Rashi to do. Shita. The Matinu Lemelev. Ma'al Detayim Alam Alav Adon. Hayad Machshav. He never said. Nobody told the father it's Miachshav. The Tevnei, if that's true, we would learn now. The Filu Loi Pirish Miachshav. If we would compare to Yud, we would say Yud, he never said the word Me'achshav. That means any time you say to a woman, it's an automatic Me'achshav. Kamash Malon, Haytana, Damen, Lemaiden, Hamashim, Medivir, Rabbanon. Yamar Machshav, and Eloi Loi. It's only with Me'achshav. Yud is a built-in Me'achshav, according to the Rabbanon. Who are we learning it out from? The Rebbeinu of Yehuda, the Bshimle Pirish Me'achshav, Avagav to Havin the Kedusha Behu Lachazman, even though he wants to be Mekadosh after the time, he cut Mu'achar Havin Kedushin. How can I be Loishna? Mal the Tame Haloi Amrla, Bishas Matan Boas as Mashat Tisyadli. He did not say, "B'shas matan mos," and the condition you'll be married to me, lachasman. Or b'shem halchi amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'kadeshes l'sheni. Avel heichad amar iskachin lachashloishim. Avagav to amar miachshim chay lihashta. I would think maybe saying makes it chal retroactive. B'kadeshes l'rishon amir to b'shnei shloishim. The havamina would be here. He's not even saying I want it to happen later. Kamash melon the damma adadi. The kibin the tala akasav yid b'mos alolu lachasman. Since he's using, this is going like a Nachman by Yitzchak's interpretation, that he's using the money of buying later on, Mikara ki yavinu, yahaki yavinu, shem yir tzu liyayid miyayid, v'afil lahaki kivin le'amar ma'akshav b'kadesh eslusheni. Since he didn't say ma'akshav, it's considered b'kadesh eslusheni. Now, the chayra, this works better with Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, because according to the other man, the Amar, he's talking not using the original money. It's saying, even if you hold a Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Yud is that it works Mikan al Haba. That means the Gemara is saying now an important thing. In Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's interpretation of Rebbeinu of Yehuda, he also used the money at the beginning. But the Gemara is saying there's a basic machlokes here. Rabbanan hold it works retroactive, and Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work retroactive. It works at the time that he exercises that Yud. That's what Rabbi Yisrael is saying. So whether you learn like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak that he's using the money of the sale, whether you learn not like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and he's using the future money, the bottom line is going to be that the Kedushin doesn't kick in till the time he exercises that option. According to the Rabbanan, they're saying two things. Number one, it's for sure the sale. And number two, it's retroactive. So here we have a second machloikas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. But we had one machloikis, does it have to be work left at the end? And we had two interpretations in Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. What we're saying now is, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda does not make it work retroactive. Even if you learn like Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is using the money of the sale, he's only using it from the moment he exercises it. Not retroactive. He says it beferish. He said if the father marries her off to a second person, she's married to the second person. He says that beferish. That means he's telling you it's not retroactive. Mashenke and Rabbanan are saying it is retroactive. It works, and it's not only works, but it works retroactive. So it's a machloikis tanoim, how Yud operates. Is it a retroactive, or is it a mekan al haba? Fine. Talk to Gemara about it. Tanya Idach.
Can you
do
a
Shania
with Yud?
Meaning? Yud has built-in halacha.
I understand, but I'm saying, if you hold it
But can you do year and say, but if then you know, go back from Afreya?
That would depend on the two pshatim Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda. With the one pshat Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not even using the sale money. You're using the work money that's left. That can't be Limafreya. And according to the other one, it's the sale money. Maybe then, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda, you'd be able to speak it out. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Can't say Harei at the beginning of the service of her servitude. Say Harei, and you had to leave the Khan, doctors.
That's what Avraham Cohen asked. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda, he can't do that because he had worked with the leftover money.
Because of my question, I lost my Rav Avraham.
Well, what did I say? I apologize. Harav Cohen, Kain Aglav
Miachov. I thought the question was good, and then in 2 seconds, my name of fame is gone. Gifter Smicha is worthless now.
Again, Harav Cohen, Kain Aglav Miachov. Ask that question. Getting ready. Next week, Carbon Pesach time. Don't worry about kashering, worrying about getting your skills ready. Zvikas Adam. Har Arkav Asayim Badam. Gemara says the Kohanim walked around up to their knees in blood. And the Dam Pesach. Gotta get ready. You got less than a week.
When I was in high school, they had like Cliff notes.
It used to be Monarch notes, by the way, in my days, and then it became Cliff notes,
did they have this?
For Kuna?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't have a printed one now. I mean, it's called the Rambam, but am I jogging your memory with Monarch notes? No, I don't hear those. Know what Monarch notes is.
I read them both.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. I read the notes. I didn't read the book. I had to take a test on the Tale of Two Cities. I couldn't read that book for nothing, so I read the Monarch notes. I read the Cliff notes on that. It was very good. It did the job. I passed the test. That's all I cared. I didn't care about anything.
It had the greatest opening line and
ending line. Yes, I know. Okay, bye, Jeff. Leiter. It doesn't make a difference. I'm just saying. For those who remember, Leiter. Something my Leiter Tanyedach. Hamaycher as Bita Yupasik Amanash. Now, I want everybody to clear the slate here. Anything you learned before about Yid, don't ask from, because this is Tanoim. They don't have to agree to anything we said so far about Yid. Tanyedach. Hamaycher as Bita Yupasik Amanash Loi Liyayid. The guy sold his daughter, and he told the guy who's buying it, you do not have a right to do yid. That's the condition of the sale. I'm removing your option of yid. The Gemara Niskayim Hatzai Divir Remeir. Remeir says, that's the way it is. She sold, and the master cannot do yid, because that was the condition in the sale. Chamimayimim, and Ratzaliyad Miyad. I'm saying there's no such thing. The Torah said, Amavriya comes with Yod. You're trying to write your own rules. You can't do that. You can't make a Yod, Amavriya, that doesn't follow the guidelines of the Torah. Nobody asked you to write the Torah. The Rabbeinu Shem wrote the Torah. You take his Torah, not your Torah.
What's all right done about you by the Adon? He's not chayef. Yeah, he has a choice. How does the Torah write it down that he has a choice?
Imlayada. Don't think of my writer. Will the Rameir Tanoi Kayim? The mayor holds you can make a condition not like the Torah? Tanya Emily Sharp contentiously. I'm not saying look alive, share this right now. The guy wants to marry a woman. And he says, on the condition that I am not obligated to feed you, dress you, and spend time with you. Now, halacha is, Remeir says, his tnai doesn't count. You can't make a tnai against the Torah. Divrei Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Davar Shem Abam and Tanoi Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a monetary thing, you can be Michael. But Rabbi Meir says no. And here he says yes.
What's a monetary thing?
Sharing sus.
Oh no.
That's a machlokes rishayim. Rashi seems to learn in a few places in Shas that Rabbi Yehuda will hold you can't make it tonight.
Right.
But the Ritva argues. The Ritva says that pleasure is called monetary.
You can instead of Joe Noah, the wife, you can send her to the new restaurant?
Again, maybe yes, maybe not. That's not the issue here. The issue here is, can a guy make it tonight not to give his wife pleasure? Is that considered like a davish of a mammon? Again, this is a machlokes rishayim, nothing to do with this subject. But it is a machlokes rishayim. If you want to know, I told you the truth. The accepted version is, like Rashi, that even Rabbi Yehuda only allows it for sharing sus, not for aina, because that's not monetary. That's how Rashi learns. Yes, doctor.
It seems to be rather my way to go. I mean, if I were writing this, what I would write is something like 8-9 against the Torah that, you know, we will marry you, but I won't spare you or anything like that. I would say that there is no marriage.
So you're asking Tysus discussion Kedushin in Ksubas. Tysus asked this guy, Shingsubas, why is he married? The guy didn't want to marry her only on these conditions. You tell me he can't do the conditions, that's great. But then it's not a marriage. That's Tysus' guy, Shingsubas. I want to do it only on these conditions. If I can't do it that way, I don't want to do it. Why does the mayor say Mukudashas and Tanai Batal? This is Tysus' guy, Shingsubas. So Tysus says a big yesai. Tysus says in Subas, and we mentioned it once upon a time, maybe in Ksubas, that the concept of condition working is really a very big chiddush. Because what you're doing is an action, and you're trying to control the actions by your words. Actions speak louder than words. The concept that the Torah lets you control your actions by making conditions is a very big chiddush. It goes against the rule that Maisa cannot be nisbatul by Dibur. And this guy is saying that this Maisa will depend on a Dibur. That's against the logic of the Torah. Came along the Torah and said, it works. If you follow our rules, it works. If it doesn't work, you did an action. Your words are meaningless. Therefore, it's Kedushin. That's how Tysus and Subas explained it. The concept of a Tanai working is a Chiddush HaTorah. And the Chiddush HaTorah has rules. And if you don't do the Chiddush HaTorah, we revert back that actions speak louder than words.
I would note that in terms of levels, which
I can't hear you.
In terms of levels, which we usually speak, Dibur is a higher level of Maisa.
Again, I'm just telling you what Tysus says in Ksubas. You can look it up yourself. It's there, black and white. It is on Daf. I'll tell you, it's in the fifth Perek. It is on Daf. Well, I probably just have it on the side here. It's not in Pei Gimel. It's Nun Vav. Yeah.
If he doesn't do it, it's covered by Maisa Yodeha, and he doesn't get it. When a husband says that to his wife.
Okay, so now you're getting involved in the thing we had in Subas. Is the obligation of Sherksus rabbinic or biblical? If it's biblical, it has nothing to do with Maisi Adam.
Saying it is
easiest way to learn.
Yes,
is that it's a right? It's a drabona. It's my
colleague,
Kasanoi.
That's not share. That was share.
Share is food, Ksus is clothing.
Mizrabana,
you
could do it.
Yeah, I'm not getting involved in Sugging Subas. It's the Sugging Subas that the Gemara talks about. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Ramayan Tanoi Kai Bitnia. The Darvashim Imam, the Nitin Lamachila. Rashi explains to Yehuda, the reason it works is because you can be Michael Avi Tanoi Kai. Avil Aina, the Tsar of the Gufa here, is Rashi. Aina, which is a physical pain, lo yisyav lemechila. That's Rashi's opinion. The Ritva argues. So back to the Kasha. contradiction in the mayor? Can you or can't you not make it tonight against the Torah? Zok the Gemara, and for the Gemara Amr Chizkia, Shaini Kroha, the Amr Kroha La Amma, says Chiyimkar Ish as Bitoi La Amma. Why is the word La Amma necessary? Chiyimkar Ish as Bitoi. Well, if you're selling her, you're obviously selling her for an Amma. To tell me, for Ammim Shaina Makra, Ella La Amma Bubat. The Torah made a thing that you can control that aspect of your sale because of this extra word. Correct. Sakti Gemara, Rabbanan Haila Milabay Avdibay. The Rabbanan who argued in Ramey and they said you can't control it. What did I do with the extra word, Le'amma? Sakti Gemara, Biboyle Lugdatanya. Le'amma, Melamed Shemachra Lipsulam. That he can sell her to a chai v'lavin. That even though she's not allowed to marry a chai v'lavin, she's not allowed to, it's a lav, right? But still, he can sell her to a chai v'lavin. He can sell his daughter to a mamzer. And that's considered a valid sale. Even though yield is not a possibility, is not sanctioned because it's a chai v'lavin. But the sale works, and the Rabbanon hold you need the ability of yield.
We had that already. By Kohen Gadol and Kohen.
Malameh Shemaikra Lepsulim. Frakti Gemara Vele Dinu. Watch the Havamina that not. In Mekacha Lepsulim, a guy can accept Kedusha from Machai Velavin. It works, it's valid. Layim Kohenah Lepsulim. Frakti Gemara, no, you can't compare the two. Because Kedushin is a bigger right than sale. You can sell your daughter only till 12. You can be Mekadisher till 12 and a half. That means the Torah gave you a broader range in Kedushin than it did by sale. Therefore, I could think that maybe I can marry her off to a Chai V'lavin. I'm not supposed to. It's illegal, but it's valid. But maybe sale is more controlled. As we see, it's more controlled in age. So Ma'ala Mekatcha Lipsulim, Shkin Adam Mekanish is Bidik Shinara. Yim Karana Lipsulim Shain Adam Mekhar is Bidik Shinara. He can't. Talmud Lamed La'ama, La'amed, Shemaychar Lipsulim. So the Rabbanan say, La'ama is to tell me, you can sell it to somebody who can do yield illegally. But it's illegal. That's okay. But not someone who makes a condition not to do yield. That's how the Rabbanan learned the word La'ama. Rashi, Melamed Shemaychar Lipsulim, Mamzer V'Nasin, She'ein Rishar Li'ayin, Ve'einin Imkaris Lehem El Lashifchus Bavad. They're not allowed to do Yod. They can, but they're not allowed to. Meaning, it'd be valid, but it's illegal. In Mekatcha Lipsulim, the Kedushin Taisim Mechai V'Lavin, Le'im Kvedet Lipsulim Bitmiya. What's the Havamina? The answer is, Ma'ala Mekatcha Lipsulim, Klemet, Ma'ala Lekantar Al Mekatcha Lipsulim. I can't compare it. I can't argue on Mekatcha Lipsulim. Hamatina Shekedushin Mesurim B'Yadah L'Davar Gadol Mizeh. We find he has a greater right in Kedushin. Shafilu Shavia Samana Mekatcha. He can marry Rav as a Nara. Kedavina Lel B'Yatzachin Amen Katzav. Him Kvera Lipsulim? Bid me a question. He does not control sale like he does Kedushin. Shavina Mekatcha Shunara Kedushina Kavachimer. Like we said, Ma Mechura Kvar Yaitza. If she's sold, she goes out at 12. Aksim Shein HaMechura, Ein HaDin Shloi Tamachar. So for sure, he can't sell her at 12. So therefore, logically speaking, I would think you can't sell her to a mamzer. Because your options of sales are not as great as your options of Kedushin. And maybe the Torah restricts it only to somebody who can legally do yield. Kamash Malam La'amma, that you can sell her to somebody that can do yield illegally.
Not an erva.
Notice so far we haven't mentioned erva. It's coming up, but it's not mentioned. So Remeir says, Lama teaches me that you don't need the possibility of yid. The guy can make a tznai, no yid. Rabbanan say, no, he cannot do that. But he can do, sell her to a person who validly can do yid, but is not allowed to do yid. That's within his rights to sell it to that person, and we learned that out from the word love. What?
Mayor, you know.
The Gemara is going to go through. So this is, we leave for the Gemara. Frank the Gemara. Third man the Amr. Honestly, I never know how drushes work. It's the extra word. Teaches a chiddush. We take the smallest chiddush. Now, that's why everybody here asked, what is Rebbe Meir? No, psulim. You have to use it for the smallest chiddush. That's a smaller chiddush. So the Gemara will get there. Yeah. Okay, now, I want to point something out. I pointed this out last week, or maybe the week before. We are not at the source of the machloikas now. We are at the final machloikas. To figure out why Rebbe Meir says it and why the Rabbanan say it, we have to work our way back, like the Gemara does always. At the end, we can start it the other way, because that's going to be the source of the machloikas. We don't know why Rebbe Meir doesn't use it for psulim. We'll figure it out. And that will be the source of the machloikas. At this point, we're seeing the end of the machloikas. Rebbe Meir does not use it for psulim, and the Rabbanan do use it for psulim. Why that's true? We have to dig further. This is the Gemara's way of operating. We're always digging back. Because we start with the facts we know and try to find the source. Rabbi Eliezer is the third opinion. To tell her, tell us that you can sell her to a mamzer, har kvar nemar, imro b'eina adana. Why would the Torah care about, why would the Torah write imro b'eina adana? He doesn't want to marry her. Raw. Sharab and Israel, meaning he's not supposed to marry her. We're dashing the word raw, according to Eliezer, that he shouldn't be marrying her. So I don't need a pasuk to say that it worked, because the Torah said, if it's bad, which means it's illegal, it's okay. That means you sold her to him. So I don't need a pasuk to say you can sell her to a mamzer. By the fact saying the Torah says imraw, the Torah is allowing the sale to the mamzer, because it's saying he's, it's a bad idea for him to marry her. Why is it a bad idea? Because it's illegal. That's how we understand. That's how the key is.
You can do a drush here. Rabbi Einei Adonai means Hashem.
Look, I'll let you write the drush and I'll learn the Gemara. Doug, the Gemara, I don't have, you know, it's interesting. I have to sing Shabbos and say drush. You don't have to. So you can do it now. I'll do it by Shabbos. I'll go. In Rabbi Einei Adonai, you can sell her to people who can't do yid erva. So we have three opinions in the word lama. According to a mayor, you can make a conditional yid. According to the chachamim, you're allowed to sell her to a mamzer. According to a liezer, that's a given from the word imra, so therefore you're allowed to sell it to your brother. Well, your brother is not an heir, really, to this, because it's not a brother to your daughter. To your father. To your son. Rashi. Sharabin says, Ashur loy, meal topsula ben kedushin, the siva shaloy adam, mikan shemaycha lubsulam. You can't marry her. Illegally. Krivim, avimishen kan yir, chen kedushin typesim ba. Even though kedushin is not typhus, we'll continue merchishim tomorrow. And again, tomorrow is the last day we learn new. Sunday is Chazara, and then everybody will have a Pesach vacation for 2 weeks.